All right, Jim, I gave you a full 10 minutes to decide if you were going to go up in space or not.
I think I would. When I saw that thing heading this way, it would be kind of like, you know, a rabbit running from the
You would go, would you go with the idea of coming back to the planet or to live forever in space until you passed on?
Well, if it were that devastating, it might be a while till you could actually come back and plant a garden. But the Earth has gone through this many times and recovered. So I believe the idea would be to preserve the species, so to speak, and that would be the long-term goal, which I believe is real different than our current space program, which is to try and get a man to the moon or, you know, something like that. It's a totally different concept where you have to literally live in space. You can't come back to Earth for supplies or a resupply ship. You have to learn to live out there, grow your food, recycle your all the oxygen and the CO2, the wastewater, whatever it is, has to be recycled. It has to be the bionic living system, the biosphere, so to speak.
Well, let's say if this city in space were to hold, let's say, just 100,000 people, maybe 144,000. Explain what it would look like.
Well, to understand what it would look like, you have to understand how to get the pieces up there.
All right.
And back in the 70s, the Russians developed a rocket. And remember when you were a kid and you hooked up these little water rockets to the garden hose and they would shoot up a couple hundred feet?
Yeah, I loved them.
And there's a way to do that. They're called steam rockets. They're nuclear powered. You build a casing, and these casings would be about 200 feet long, 30 feet in diameter, a carbon fiber wound cylinder, basically, with round ends. And basically, it would look like an inverted Diet Coke 2-liter bottle, one of those plastic.
Yeah, okay.
But big, long, and 30-foot diameter, 200 feet long. And the way the rocket works is you put a nuclear cell in and fill it up, you know, two-thirds of the way with water, and the cell basically converts the water to steam. And then you have a tube that runs from the top, and basically you're using the steam, extremely hot steam, as the propulsion mechanism. It's the same exact situation as a liquid oxygen, liquid hydrogen engine, except you're just getting that water propelled by a different mechanism. It's very simple and very effective, and you can put these tubes then into orbit, hundreds of them, and you would bundle them together in groups of seven, just like if you took a nickel and put it on the table and you could put six nickels around it. That would be the configuration. So now you have seven of these 200 feet long, and you start stringing these together like sausages, so to speak. And then you put stays in the middle, and you start this spinning, and it looks like a bicycle tire. And you have hundreds of these connected, these seven tiered tubes connected together. And then, similar to the bicycle wheel concept, where the axle of the wheel goes, you put a long tube, and that's your propulsion system. You direct that vertically away from the Earth, and you discharge the local electric field there. The current passing through that tube then pushes against the Earth's magnetic field, and it ferries you out into outer space. So you start launching these and building these rotating cities, and they then move out into space, and then by the same mechanism, discharging the solar capacitor, they then would push against the very faint magnetic field that's in outer space, free outer space away from Earth, and these then would slowly move out into the solar system. And you would position these, as I said, all over the place so that when something came through, now you have to understand, if a big comet comes through, some of these are going to get damaged or destroyed.
Right. Now, how big would this be compared to the International Space Station? Obviously,
huge, right? You could put the space station in the corner of one of these tubes.
Okay.
So this is huge. And the way you take it up is in pieces. And, of course, anything that goes mechanically into space is constructing it up there is the doing it repetition is the key, I guess that's the term that I should use. But building the space cities then would become routine, and instead of building SUVs and gas guzzling, you know, using our oil for that, you use the oil to start building these space cities. And we convert Earth, if there were time, into a green Earth where we live on the environment and with the environment, so to speak, where, say, people have gardens in their yards, etc. But if one of these catastrophic events were to happen, then this would be just one way. And I imagine there would be people who would want to go into space and live like that. Not you, and I would question myself, but there are probably people who would want to do that.
Well, it's pretty exciting for some, not for me.
I'm kind of with you. I like my feet old down here on old terra firma. But I think the newer generations might become interested in that. But we literally have to do this if the, because eventually, I don't know if it's 1,000 years or 10,000 years, one of these is going to events is going to happen again, and they come from outer space, and it's just a game of, in a sense, Russian roulette. The maybe we'll survive the next one, maybe the next one won't be very bad. Remember that if we were 3 months earlier in our orbit, we would have had a major league encounter with Hale-Bopp, and we would have been in its coma.
Oh, yeah.
For about 20 days. Just think of the lack of sunlight, the influx of water from the tail, other potential conditions. Earth would not be the same right now.
Oh, we wouldn't be doing the show right now.
No, the Earth would be in a deep freeze, and Earth has gone into deep freezes before. We're coming out of one right now. We had a glaciation within the past 10,000 years on Earth, and we're just coming out of the tail end of that right now, where the glaciers are finally melting. And see, instead of global warming, I believe we're just getting back to normal.